The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Hello and welcome to the second Teen Tech Talk podcast. I'm Jeff Dalawi, and this is a one-man podcast for this episode. It'd be a short podcast because I'm podcasting to you from San Jose, California at the National Youth Leadership Forum on Technology, and I just have been having trouble with just setting up a full podcast with our other usual hosts, and I'm just going to go over on what I've, some of the great things that have happened here and I've seen at the National Youth Leadership Forum on Technology. And some of the things that I'm going to talk about is just some of the speeches and some of the seminars. And today I just got back a few minutes ago from hearing from Guy Kawasaki, who, if you don't know, he now is a venture capitalist, but before he worked for Apple Computer two times as their software liaison, and they would, their evangelist, excuse me, and he would promoted the Macintosh for software developers, and he worked on the original Macintosh development team. And so he was a very good speaker. I'm going to try to get his presentation. He told us that we can email him for his presentation, and I'll see if I can get permission to post it on the site, because it's a really good presentation on how to become good in your field and how to be a leadership. And for the future, and it was really well done, and he's a really great speaker. And some of the other things that I've been seeing here at the tech conference have been on yesterday. I saw something on haptics, the feeling of touch, and using touch in technology, like so people can feel that the when they're seeing a touch screen, they can feel it. And there was a guy there, I forget his name. He went over his product and how haptics worked. Then I went to another thing, life coaching, a thing I got thrown into, kind of like a Dr. Phil show, was pretty bad. But didn't relate to technology, but I guess could relate in some way. But also, I gave my peer-to-peer presentation seminar on how to build an Apple One. I went in depth on on all the components of the Apple One. And the replica one, actually, and had about 30 or 40 people show up. Some people I talked to later said the people they were with or whoever were freaked out by my presentation. I'm not surprised. I would be freaked out by myself too. But then there's a small group that afterward we talked for about 45 minutes and got to know each other. So it was pretty interesting, and I had a lot of fun doing it. And the presentation's online now, but So if anyone's listening to this and you know you want to hear any more information on the Apple One, you can contact Vince Briel at brielcomputers.com, Tom Owad, or you can contact myself. But there's way more knowledge than I am when it comes to this stuff, and so that's about that. The other day, 2 days ago, I went to see the Oracle World Headquarters, and that was very interesting. And I heard from Ellen Etter, the Vice President of Global Products. She talked about all the things that Oracle does. We were brought into a beautiful presentation room, nice leather seats. They had food for us, coffee, drinks, sodas. And we got free notepads, pens, and we got some paper holders and some of the other stuff. But it was really interesting. And then they told us about that that day they were very excited because they did their yearly earnings report, and they really made a killing it on their profits, and they're really excited about that. And they had about $12 billion in sales. That's not revenue, but they made a lot of money, and they were really excited. And so we got, and so one technical person didn't get to come down and talk to us, but it was still very interesting. And we learned about all their products, their 10G and their application services and database services, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And we also learned about all their different acquisitions over the years, over the year with PeopleSoft and Times 10 and I think it's Oblex and just a whole bunch of companies they were able to buy or with hostile takeovers, and they were excited about that. And also learned about the facilities at the headquarters, that 80% of the people at the headquarters are programmers. We saw it's a very laid-back style there, no dress code. So you can wear sweatpants or whatever. They had a full gym, a health bar, a swimming pool. They had laundry service for free for all employees. And there's about, if you look at the picture, there's about, I think, 7 or 8 different, or a bunch of different cylindrical-looking buildings. And in each building, they have a different cuisine. So in one building, there's Mexican food. Another building, there's Chinese food. Another building, there's Japanese food. Another thing, there's American food. But each thing has a unique restaurant. And the architecture is amazing. Just how the company and the whole architecture, the whole building's look is just amazing. The quality, which is the stuff made, the architecture is quite stunning. Just the inside and how they put stuff in, it's quite amazing. And they also have their own hotel and conference center on their property. That's where they do all their big conferences. And when they do world, like, press announcements, we saw the place where Larry Ellison will talk. And so it was very interesting. We also learned about that in India they have about 1,600 coders. And all around the world they have different service stations. So if you call in tech support stations, at a certain time you'll get a different part of the world, so you get better quality. So it was really interesting. And they also talked about the other competitors, and they said that SAP, which is application software, was a very big competitor for them, and they're very impressed by them. And so later on during the forum, we also learned from different people in the tech field that every morning we've had a keynote. The first day we had Jaron Lanier. He is the guy who coined the term virtual reality. And he had a pretty interesting speech, and he said, you know, they told everyone in the audience to be at least 15% weird. And trust me, this guy was really weird. Long dreadlocks, big guy, very eccentric. But he had a pretty interesting talk just on total immersion and all these other things about virtual reality and what he was doing. The next day we had Sean Fanning, who is the inventor of Napster, and his keynote speech was entitled, What Was I Thinking? And he just had a really great speech, and people really loved it, and he talked about just what he's doing now and how he loved the program when he was in college. But he said he only was in college for only one semester, but then he dropped out, but he said he just loved to code on Napster, and then talked about the business and all these other things. But he was really interested in the question and answer. He had a short speech, but it was his first speech outside of Senate hearings that he did a couple of years back. And so it was really good, and he was really interested in what we had to ask him. People ask him, like, if he listens to Metallica or any grudge against them, but he was really interesting, and people really liked it. The next day we had Helen Greiner of iRobot, the company that makes Roombas, and she talked about all the Army things that they make, and talked about really, really good, interesting stuff. And they all talked about different aspects of their companies and how they got there. But the one thing that's all the same about all of them is that they all love what they do. They don't try to make money. They're just doing it for fun. And she said if she wasn't the chairman of the board of iRobot, she'd still be back in the labs making robots. And so it's very interesting. And then today, we heard from Guy Kawasaki, who is the, I told you, an old Apple fellow and worked for Apple 2 times, and now he runs Garage Technology Ventures. And he was a really great speaker, probably the best speaker we had, and he was very, very funny, and as I said earlier, I'm going to try to get his podcast, I mean his, not podcast, his presentation online. And so later today I'm going to a seminar on how to get your business off the ground by 3 different people from the area, and I'll try to have more information on that. And so for this podcast I'm coming to an end, and hopefully the main thing focus of this podcast. I'm going to try and get it out there. I'm going to try to get on the Apple podcast, the new directory now, and I'm going to try to get on iPod.org. So that's what I'm going to try to get doing, get this out there to everyone. Hopefully next week I'll be back on Thursday. I'll try to do then. I'll do a conference call podcast, and so get much better information. And I'm sorry if anyone really listens to this, that if they're hoping for another one, that this is that they have to wait so long. So, but I'll have more pictures on the web. We have a busy days every day. I wake up at 7 and I go to sleep around 12, and I'm busy for all those times. And today I had some free time, so I was able to do this podcast. So from San Jose, this is Jeff Delawi saying goodbye and good luck.
All right. This is Corey, and I'm going to be talking about three things. First, I'm going to be talking about NASA. Then I'm going to be talking about how you can get a 5% discount from Jinx. And then I'm going to be talking about how to make your network safer by attacking it. Then I'm going to throw in a couple cool websites like how to make a Post-it mosaic. Make a picture of Elvis out of Post-it notes. So let's get started talking about NASA. They've released the date of when they're going to blast off their shuttle. This is the first blast off since the Columbia devastation. That's not a good word to use. Columbia, you know, wreck that y'all have already heard of back in 2003, I believe. It's on the 13th of June, and they're going to be carrying supplies and a crew up to the space station. So I'll be watching that on TV as it unfolds. And I give luck to all the men and women that are going up there. Make them have a safe flight back. Next thing, make your network safer by attacking it. Do you know for sure that your network is safe? Do you have a wireless network? If you have a wireless network and it is not protected by a good web key, then anyone who drives by the street, drives down the street near your house, within, you know, so many feet, depending on how wide of range your router has a wireless card, they can connect to your network. And most people will just, you know, surf the web, check their email, something like that. But if they can get into your network, then they can do all kinds of stuff. So first thing to do before you even start working on getting a web key and all that stuff is you need to change the default password on your router. Now, most of the time with most routers, to log in, you go to 192.168.0.1, and it'll come up with an htaccess login box, just a basic. It'll ask for a username and a password. Most of the time, the username is admin, and the password is password. Now, this is different with different ones, but most of them are already like that. So, if you don't change it, any person can look up the type of router that you have on the web and get the default password for that. And if you haven't changed it, they can log in, they can change settings, they can lock down all your ports, they can make it very hard for you to fix it. And then they can change the password themselves and you'll never be able to fix it. Except for, you know, resetting the router and changing the firmware and everything. So before you even work with the web keys, make sure you change the default password. Next thing you want to do is you want to get yourself a web key. You're going to want to secure your network. That way, not just anybody can come up and connect to your network. After you do that, then your network is pretty secure. You've got the web key, so no one can connect unless they crack that key. And then even if they crack that key, the worst they can do is maybe surf the web, get some porno advertisements on your network, stuff like that. That's it, really. I mean, unless it's some expert person that knows a lot more and can do other stuff, but if they can't get into your router, they can't do that much. So, you know, you want to get a web key and you want to change your default password list. Now, I'm going to throw in how you can get 5% off your Jinx t-shirts. Jinx is giving Dig users 5% off and the chance to win a Sony PSP. They have the official BitTorrent, Supernova, New Order, and System t-shirts, as well as the broken t-shirts. And you can use the coupon code DIGGPSP. That's DIGGPSP. Dig PSP. Now that you know how to get free stuff, how about use your creativity and make your own poster of Elvis Presley? Now, what you do is you go to this website, it'll be in the show notes, and it will tell you how to make your own Elvis Presley poster out of Post-it notes. And this is really cool. If you look at the pictures of what they've done, they use the multicolor Post-it notes, and they make their own, like, they take a wall and they post it up on the wall of a picture of Elvis Presley. And I thought that was pretty cool. So, you know, check that out. And that's all I've got to say, so I am signing out. Thanks for tuning in to Teen Tech Talk.
Whenever I want to plug in a peripheral, it recognizes it right away. I don't have to sweat and pray for a small miracle. It's just great for me. I'm as happy as can be, and I have better productivity. I love my Mac, 'cause it's so dependable, so sensible, so beautiful. Oh, okay, it's the only one for me. I love my Mac, 'cause it's so dependable, so sensible, so beautiful. Oh, okay, it's the only one for me. There's never a need to think about security. Trojan horses and viruses, they don't stand a chance. They are such a rarity. It's just working fine. I have such peace of mind. And there's a bond of a special kind. I love my Mac, 'cause it's so dependable, so sensible, so beautiful. Oh, it's the only one for me. I love my Mac, 'cause it's so dependable, so sensible, so beautiful. Oh, it's the only one for me. Any software I use is always so reliable, and I can find almost anything. Forums, chat groups, message boards, and news groups are commendable. It's all there for me. One big happy family, a Mac enthusiast from sea to sea. I love my Mac, 'cause it's so dependable, so sensible, so beautiful. Oh, it's the only one for me. Dependable, so sensible, so beautiful. Oh, it's the only one for me.
iPods, MacDraw, Apple Talk, PowerBooks, iTunes, QuickTime, Final Cut, AppleWorks, iMacs, Panther, FireWire, USB, iMovie, iJet, and iDVD. But the greatest one for me, it's been the answer to my dreams. It's the best app in the land, the funnest program ever known to man. Why, GarageBand?
I love my Mac, 'cause it's so dependable.
Dependable.
So sensible, so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the only one for me. Dependable,
rock solid.
So sensible, so beautiful.
So sexy.
Oh, it's the only one for me.
This is so.
I love my Mac.
What's not to love?
'Cause it's so dependable.
Dependable.
So sensible, so beautiful. Oh, it's the only one for me.
Need I say more?
I love my Mac. 'Cause it's so dependable. So sensible.
Ah, forget
so beautiful.
Sensible. They're wrong.
Oh, it's one for me.
Thank you so much, Johnson.
I love my Mac, 'cause it's so dependable, so sensible.